one on the way, and it is no good. All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kromikowski, 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Ord. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Tries to put some pressure on the backcourt, but it's simply thrown over. Down low to Standage. Turn around. Land good. Brady Standage makes it 4-3. Stolen on the inbounds. Layup good. Blake Cremosta.
Due to this week's bad weather, all four girls and boys semifinals are on tap today. Two teams will win 3 games in 3 days to capture the conference crown. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the new TXC pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Ord right after this word from New TXC.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Ord High School. Doug Duda, our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show with continuing coverage of the 2014 Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. Our first two games here in the new gym at Ord went down to the last minute. The Ravenna girls hitting two free throws from Sienna Long with 6 seconds to go to beat Centura 41-39. And then after scoring just 10 points in the first half, down 22-10 at the half, the Gibbon boys come back and hold Ravenna to 11 points in the second half, and Gibbon wins it 38-33. Now the Adams Central Patriots take on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. In their earlier meeting this year, Donovan Trumbull picked up a 47-42 win in Hastings. The rematch is coming up next after this timeout.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. The visitors here tonight will be the number 2 seed Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Number 3 is a 5'9" senior, Jordan Slough. Number 5, 6'5" senior, Creighton Burr. Number 10, 5'7" senior, Lorenzo Williams. Number 23, 6'5" senior, Grady Cook. At number 25, 6-foot senior, Riley Wiltfong. Head coach of the Cardinals is Steve Hartman, assisted by Kellen Burr, Jeff Kiesling, and Matt Armin. They're 15-2, ranked 6th in the state. And for the number 6 seed, Adams Central Patriots, number 10 is a 6-1 sophomore, Garrett Sittner. Number 14, a 6-foot freshman, David Bolin. Number 40, 6-foot senior, Tevin Anderson. Number 44, 6-6 senior, Sam Lindblad. And number 50, 6-5 junior, Evan Lindblad. Head coach of the Patriots, Zach Foster, assisted by Zeb Noyd, Rick Rath, and Cody Cahill. They're 12-7, and that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The opening tap is in the air, controlled by Donovan Trumbull. Nobody guards Creighton Burr, so he casts up a three, but it is no good, and David Bolin will get the rebound. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Earlier today, also the Kearney Catholic girls beat Donovan Trumbull 51-26, but it was a seven-point game at half, so give credit to the Lady Cardinals. As Bolin trying to get set at the top of the circle is going to be called for a walk here, guarded by Lorenzo Williams, and Adams Central turns it over on their first possession. Meantime, Donovan Trumbull missed a three on their opening possession. So Jordan Slough brings the ball across the timeline, gets it to Creighton Burr in the left-hand corner. Zone defense here by the Patriots. They like the 1-3-1 as well. Into the right-hand corner, they'll go to Wilt Fong, reverse it to the left wing, Williams. They've got some three-point shooters here on this team. Slough off the pick, comes to the high post, kicks it out of the wing, Williams can't get the shot away. Good defense here by Adams Central. They would love this to be a lower scoring game. And the pass, trying to throw it into the paint, goes right into the chest of Tevin Anderson. Donovan turns it over, fast break the other way, and on the fake, a foul called, and to the line will be Garrett Sittner. So looking for our first free throws of the game, our first points of the game from the line. Creighton Burr called for the foul. And Burr's free throw is, Burr with the foul, Sittner with the free throw. It's up and in. So Adams Central gets the first point of the game. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Sittner, the 6'1 sophomore, nails them both. You got a couple of guards that are sophomore and freshman, and then more experienced juniors and seniors down at the post. 2-0 Patriots. Donovan Trumbull throws over the top of the zone to Slough, who hasn't been shooting it as much here as this season progresses on. He's also been battling through some back issues, like Reinertsen had been for Gibbon. Will Fong gets it back out top. Real patient here to Williams. Top of the circle, Slough drives, draws the double team, kicks it. Wilt Fong for three, got it from the left corner. Riley Wilt Fong gets Donovan Trumbull on the board and gives the Cardinals a 3-2 lead. Into the front court, Sittner works it on the right side against Wilt Fong in the man-to-man, so it looks like man versus zone tonight. And finally, Wilt Fong, after he popped him on the head, is going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first on Wilt Fong, the second on Donovan Trumbull. They will not guard the inbounds pass, and Donovan Trumbull just throws it into the back court here for Anderson. Tevin dribbles off of Slough. Back up top, they'll go to Lindblad. That's Sam. Hands it off to Bolin. Bolin left side, takes a wild shot. It's no good. Follows his shot, got the rebound, and then he's fouled. I think it's going to be Grady Cook. Both officials had it, so it might not be on Cook. We'll see. Nope, that's where they call it. Grady with his first foul. And Bolin will go to the line to shoot two. So some aggressiveness early on here. The Patriots getting in there after the ball, and Bolin's free throw is up, and it is in. Of course, Adams Central. Outside of Lindblad, this is basically a whole new lineup from last year's team where they had just a ton of seniors. Second free throw, it was 8 or 9, if I remember right. And Bolin hits them both, so Adams Central has 4 free throws and a 4-3 lead over Donovan Trumbull. They lost that heartbreaker in the finals last year to Kearney Catholic. As Williams a 3, it's good. From the same spot that Wilt Fong hit his in the left-hand corner, and the Cardinals take the lead at 6-4. Remember last year, Kearney Catholic threw it off the back of one of the Patriot players with 2 seconds to go, and Adam Leese got the ball, picked it up, and scored at the buzzer to win by 2 and break the hearts of the Patriots as Anderson takes a fadeaway jumper from 12. No good. Rebound brought down by Wilt Fong. First rebound of the game here for Donovan Trumbull. 6-4 Cardinals, 5:20 to go in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Hastings. Slough finds a little seam, bounce pass underneath the hoop. Burr squares up, was a little too deep, missed it, fights for the rebound, and it ends up in the hands of Sittner, and he's going to be fouled, and Wilt Fong is going to get his second foul here in the early going. We're not even 3 minutes in, and Coach Hartman is going to go to the bench, and here comes Noah Keller into the ball game. And for Adams Central, Kyler Wormstadt will check in. 6-4, your score. A lot of experience in years on both of the benches. A lot of coaching experience over there on the Adams Central bench, and even some playing and coaching experience on the Donovan Trumbull bench. Adams Central ball down by 2, 6-4. They've got four free throws, and the Cardinals have 2 threes. And on the three-pointer, it's up and well short there by Sittner. But the rebound is brought down by Adams Central's Kyle Wormstadt. They'll get another chance. Kick it out to Sittner on the right wing. Picks his dribble up. Up top, they'll go to Sam Lindblad. Evan hasn't even touched the ball yet. He's guarded down low by Grady Cook. Dribble penetration and back out. Boland dribbling all over the place, not going anywhere. Off the high pick, Boland starts to drive. Little contact there. Defender falls down. Boland fires the three. It's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Creighton Burr. Here come the Cardinals to the other end. Don't have the numbers, so they'll swing it over. Williams, open three. That one is off the mark, no good. Rebound pulled down by Evan Lindblad. Gets it into the hands of Boland. Then Williams sneaks it from behind and picks the pocket. Second turnover for Adams Central. And the way that it rolled there on the floor, all they can do is stop and wait for the traffic to go by. And walking it up the floor is Donovan Trumbull's Jordan Slough, leading it 6-4. Very, not quite like what we saw in the first game, but very patient chess match, kind of like one guy move, then another guy move. As Slough just pulls up the free throw line, takes the jumper and hits it. Jordan with the first two-point bucket of the game for either team. And it's 8-4, Donovan Trumbull. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Driving and kicking it into the corner. That'll be Wormstadt. Again, earlier tonight, Fort Kearney Conference, Elm Creek gets a tip in at the buzzer to beat Amherst 58-56. Overton and Wilcox Hildreth just getting underway at the Viero Event Center. And that's also on ESPN 1460-1550. A screen three on the way, and Boland knocks down the first field goal here for Adams Central. 8-7. Donovan Trumbull. Nice ball screen to set him up for that three-point bucket. Again, Slough walks it into the front court to Burr. Burr averaging about 18 a game. Gets it underneath. Cook wheels, deals, lays it up and in. So Donovan Trumbull answers right back with the bucket to make it 10-7. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. The winner gets Gibbon. The loser gets Ravenna. There's even more incentive. And a hand check foul call here on the Cardinals as Boland started to make his way to the hoop and passed it off to Sittner. Noah Keller called for the foul. Here comes Kale Pleak into the game for Adams Central and Mitch Sawyers for Donovan Trumbull. Also, it looks like Eric Tobin has checked in. Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. Kick it out for another three. Sittner, that one's off the mark. No good. Long rebound is run down by Mitch Sawyers. 10-7 Cardinals. 2:30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Lou Platt Conference semifinals from Ord. On Classic Hits and the web, as always, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Slough just trying to draw that double team. Then into the corner, Keller takes the long-range jumper. The three-pointer is no good. The ball is slapped out top. Ends up in Slough's hand. Dribble penetration left side of the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Rebound brought down by Pleak. And Adams Central will get it out on the left wing. Sittner brings it into the front court. Stutter dribble there on Slough. Back up top, they'll go to Boland. Boland, just for a minute, was going to execute a ball screen, then backed away. They'll set up their half court. Popping out on the right side is Pleak to take it to Lindblad. Evan, outside the arc, tries to hand it off on the ball screen, and a hand check foul again, and Noah Keller knew it. Just kind of got caught up there in that screen. The ball popped loose, so he poked at it to get the steal, and when he didn't get it, he was in no man's land. And that's already six fouls here in the first quarter on Donovan Trumbull. Two on Keller, two on Wiltfong. Adams Central's been called for zero fouls. And the Lindblads will switch out here. Sam in, Evan out. Also in there is Pleak and Wormstadt, Anderson. And number 14, the freshman, David Boland, who will take the inbounds pass down 10-7 here against Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals playing man-to-man. Adams Central trying to get a lot of screens. And an illegal screen going to be called here on number 40, Tevin Anderson. That's the first foul of the game on Adams Central. Coach Zach Foster wants an explanation. Didn't look like there was a whole lot of contact out there. That's kind of one of those I think maybe the coach was saying, watch out for what they're doing screen-wise. Must have tried to stick his hip out. So Donovan Trumbull with the ball, up by three with a minute 20 to go here in quarter number one, 10-7. Slough over on the wing to Williams. Overload right side. Skip pass back up top to Slough, who's been pretty effective dribbling into the high post and then either finding a shot or kicking it out. Now, hand in his face by Boland makes him give the ball up to Tobin. Over to Williams. A minute to go here in the quarter. Finally, they get it down on the post to Tobin, but he kicks it right back out. And as they try to go high post to Burr, a reach-in foul on Adams Central. And the foul will go against David Bowen. His first, team second. Back into the ball game comes Evan Lindblad, and here comes Buzz Niederklein for the Patriots. 57 seconds to go in quarter number one. Adams Central trying to get their defense set here. You can hear the coaches alerting them to a wide-open player, and that wide-open player was Creighton Burr, their leading scorer. Jordan Slough gives it off to Williams. Out front, they go to the left-hand corner to Burr against the zone defense here of Adams Central. Lob it to Burr underneath. He catches, he grabs it, he reverses it, and he scores. Creighton Burr on that lob from Jordan Slough makes it 12-7. Donovan Trumbull by 5. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Wormstad into the front court for the Patriots. He'll back his way into the paint, working on Sawyers, dishes it off to Anderson. Short jumper will not go. Set on the rim. Jordan Slough gets his second rebound. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Last shot time here for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals will have the lead going into the second quarter. 10 seconds. Slough gives it off to Sawyers. And he walked. Sawyers caught the ball and did the little two-step deal that if you drive into the lane and do that, they let it go. But he did shuffle them out here, and that's the second turnover for Donovan Trumbull. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Patriots will take it out in the backcourt. They'll throw it into Bolin. Bolin working on Williams. Midcourt with two. One. He'll take a 40-footer, and it is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play with your score. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 12 and the Adams Central Patriots 7. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to Ord High School. As always, want to give a big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Bauer and the folks here for their hospitality. We are at the end of the first quarter of play, and Adams Central will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing by a score of 12-7. Give you some first quarter numbers in a minute, but first the shot is up and in, and knocking it down is David Bolin. He's got 7 of his team's 9 points, and it's 12-9. Wasted no time firing that one up towards the hoop. With it is Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong looking for somewhere to go with the basketball. Gets it to Slough, high post Burr, dumps it inside Cook, right underneath the hoop. Had his shot blocked, but two players were sitting on top of it. And so the basketball, a foul called here on Evan Lindblad. And so two free throws are coming up. First foul on Lindblad. And the first free throw by Cook is up and in. That's also the first free throw attempt of the game for Donovan Trumbull. 5 different players with 1 bucket apiece in that first quarter of play, including a couple of threes. And Cook hits them both to make it 14-9 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. They've maintained just a minimal lead here the entire first half of play. Adams Central into the hands of David Bolin. Bolin drives to the right elbow. Kicks it back up top. Looking for some help. Really pressured by Lorenzo Williams. 14-9, first minute of the quarter. Long three up and in. Garrett Sittner. Sittner knocks it down for the left-hand corner. Second three of the ball game here for Adams Central. Bolin and Sittner have all 12 points. And another three at the other end. Slough, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lindblad. And off to the races comes Adams Central. Kick it over for a potential three, but Sittner just stops right there and then walked with the basketball. Third turnover for Adams Central, who hit all four of their free throw attempts in the first quarter to keep them in the ball game. Just had that 1 3-point field goal, but now a couple of early buckets here in the second quarter. 14-12, Donovan Trumbull with the ball and the lead. 6:20 to go here in quarter number two. With it is Slough. Slough off the ball screen, kicks it over to Williams. Lindblad, Sam with a hand in his face, rotates it outside to Wilt Fong. He had to sit for a while with a couple of early fouls. But again, both teams being very patient offensively, just passing it around the perimeter, not really attacking until Slough does, and he has his shot blocked by Evan Lindblad. It falls into the hands of Cook, though, and Grady will score. Now, you can't fault the effort either side there. Blocked the shot. It just went into the hands of Cook, and Cook finished. He's got 6 points now, 16-12, Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central, quick three, and it's good. David Bolin barely had time to catch it, let alone shoot it, and it's 16-15. That was McDermott-esque right there. Creighton playing tonight as well. They're just underway at home with DePaul. Slough up top as the lead's cut to one. Picks his dribble up on the left elbow, swings it back right side. Wilt Fong, skip pass left wing. Here's a long three, Lorenzo Williams. It's all net. Second three for Williams, and the third three of the game here for Donovan Trumbull. Up the floor, Anderson quickly. He'll try a three. It's on the way and short. Rebound brought down by Williams. He wants to push the pace here. Up the floor into the lane, draws the double team, kicks it to Wilt Fong. Back out to the trailer, Slough. Inside Cook, wide open layup. Good assist, Slough. Time out. Donovan Trumbull, the coach Steve Hartman, loves to call his timeouts after made buckets. So back-to-back buckets here by the Cardinals, and with 5:03 to go in the first half, it's Donovan Trumbull 21, Adams Central 15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
And we're back with more high school basketball in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Adams Central down 6 has the basketball off the Donovan Trumbull timeout. Trying to get a shot away. Trapped down there is Wormstadt. Kicks it out Lindblad. He'll try the three. No good that time from Evan. And the rebound brought down by Riley Wilt Fong. Wilt Fong will push the ball into the corner to Williams. Skip it over to Slough. Right back over the top of the zone. They're throwing over the top of it now. Lorenzo Williams drives. And his right-hand runner is up and in. 8 points for Williams. And now a 23-15 lead. The biggest for Donovan Trumbull. So as soon as the Patriots cut it to one, the Cardinals end up scoring 7 in a row. 4:10 to go, and Coach Zach Foster wants to call a full-length timeout. So we'll take it with them and be right back on Classic Hits 98.9.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Twin Valley Conference Tournament's also going on tonight, and we've been told that Shelton has beaten Deschler, the top seed of the boys' semifinals in overtime, 45-33. So congratulations to the Shelton Bulldogs on that win tonight. Kennesaw and Blue Hill playing the other semifinal there. Right now, Adams Central out of the timeout. It's going to set up a right corner three that is nailed by Sam Lindblad for his first bucket of the game. Adams Central has four threes, 1-2, 23-18. Cook down to the low post, backs his way in, then kicks it out. Wiltfong for three, and he answers right back. Adams Central's got to find a way to get a stop after they make a bucket, because it seems like every time they score, Donovan Trumbull answers right back. Here's Sittner with it. Crossover gives it to Lindblad. Evan up to Sam on the right wing. Another three, Adams Central. It's on the way. No good by Sittner. And then it goes off the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. 1 of 4 in the first quarter for Adams Central from the outside. They're 3 of 6 here in this quarter. 4 of 10 now in the half. And no other boys' scores, looks like, have been reported as of yet. We'll talk more about all of this coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Recap everything that's happened so far tonight. Right now, Slough trying to work it into Cook. Cook wins the battle, but then steps through the double team, has it blocked in there by Tevin Anderson, and the ball is picked up by the Patriots. Into the front court with it is Wormstadt. Started to drive, backed it out. Now a long three. It's no good. This is what we'd heard about the Patriots earlier in the season, that they just shot a lot of threes, even though they got 6'5", 6'5", 6'6". And Slough with the rebound goes coast to coast, and Jordan's going to lay it up and in. We haven't seen Jordan do a whole lot of that this season, but there he picks it up, and it's a 10-point lead. Into the right-hand corner, Adams Central looking for some buckets. Down by 10, 2:31 to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Good crossover dribble. Wormstadt gets shoved in the back. He scoops it up, and it almost spun in. Two free throws coming up. And the foul will be on Jordan Slough, his first and the seventh team foul. But this is a shooting situation for Kyler Wormstadt, looking for his first point. And the free throw on the way, and it is good. Again, the loser will have to play at 4 tomorrow against Ravenna. The winner will play Gibbon in the championship tomorrow at 8. Here's Eric Tobin back in for Donovan Trumbull, and so Adams Central wants to counter with Sam Lindblad. So you've got both Lindblads, Anderson, as well as Wormstadt, who's at the line, and David Bolin on the floor for Hastings Adams Central. Second free throw, Wormstadt got it, so he hits them both, and the Patriots are perfect 6 for 6 at the line, trailing 28-20. Slough, Wiltfong, Burr, Tobin and Williams on the floor for Donovan Trumbull. Burr down on the block, throws through the lane into the right-hand corner to Wiltfong, who dribbles it out top to Slough. Slough works his way to the left elbow, tries to shake the defender in Bolin. Gets it out to Williams. Inside they go. Tobin now. Burr on the post. Back to Tobin. A two-foot pass. They've been in the lane quite a while. Ends up in Williams' hands. He'll pull up from 8 and hit it. All that congestion allowed Williams to find himself open. 7 in the quarter and 10 game-high points now for Lorenzo Williams, and it's back to a 30-20 lead. Here's Lindblad faking the three into the post. Pull-up jumper from 10. No good that time from Evan Lindblad. The rebound, Creighton Burr. Outlet Williams. The pace starting to pick up here. Donovan Trumbull likes the way it's going. Burr, top of the key three. Skips in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Tevin Anderson. He'll baseball it up the floor to Bolin. As he turns, he about ran over Lorenzo Williams. So he stops and sets the offense up to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad posted up down low, trying to kick it up top. Does to Sam Lindblad. Minute 10 to go here in the half. Wormstadt behind the back. Now kicks it off to Anderson, trying to get into the paint. Anderson just still dribbling off that ball screen to the top of the circle. Right, left, right. Finally gets rid of it to Wormstadt. Wormstadt, good crossover. Finds his way down the left side of the paint. Lays it up. It bounces off the rim twice, but won't go. Creighton Burr gets the board, and it looks like Donovan Trumbull. Well, first it looked like they'd walk it up. Now Slough trots it into the front court. 45 seconds, but I think they're going to hold. They're going to hold for the last shot here, and now Coach Zach Foster shouting defensive instructions to his team about what to call, and they're going to come out and pressure the ball. 30 seconds to go. Williams drives. They're going to try and force a turnover here. Over to Slough. Skip pass over to Williams. Right-hand corner. Ball fake drive. Free throw line. Tobin back out to the Chanticleer mascot here on the floor, 35 feet away. 15 seconds to go. Slough. Double team down near midcourt. Dribbles around the double team. Into the paint. Lays it up and in. Slough, they overplayed him. He made him pay. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Anderson will not get his shot away. And we are at the end of the first half of play with your score. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, 32, and the Adams Central Patriots, 20. That is their largest lead of the game. This is the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
And welcome back to Ord High School. It's always a pleasure to cover the great athletes of Central Nebraska, and we are here at the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament. We were delayed one day because of the Tuesday weather, so they moved the quarterfinals to last night and all the semifinals being played tonight, and we're glad that you could join us for the action here from Ord High School. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And after cutting the game to a one-point contest at 16-15, Adams Central was outscored 16-5 the rest of the way. And it's currently Donovan Trumbull 32 and Adams Central 20. At the end of one quarter, Overton leads Wilcox Hildreth 10-2 in the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament, which is currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier tonight, Elm Creek, who led virtually the whole game, had to win at the buzzer over Amherst. Austin Frazier tipped it in at the buzzer for a 58-56 victory. Last night, the Elm Creek and Overton girls defeated Pleasanton and Amherst, and they'll play tomorrow in the championship game. So Pleasanton-Amherst at 2. The boys' consolation game will have Amherst against the Wilcox-Hildreth Overton loser at 4. Girls' championship, Overton-Elm Creek at 6. And the boys' championship will have Elm Creek playing either Overton or Wilcox-Hildreth at 8. Those games will all be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Viero Events Center in Kearney. Earlier tonight here on Classic Hits, the girls' semifinals here in Ord, they played them at the same time in the two different gyms at 4:30. Kearney Catholic struggled a little bit with Donovan Trumbull in the first half, leading only 21-14 at the half after beating them by nearly 50 points or 40 points earlier this year. And the final score ended up being 51-26, Kearney Catholic. In the other girls' semifinal, it was Ravenna avenging two losses earlier this year to Centura. 41-39 was the final score. Two free throws from Sienna Long with 6 seconds to go provided the difference. This was a back-and-forth affair where Ravenna was up by as many as 9 points, only to see Centura come back, take the lead in the fourth quarter. Both teams were called for fouls in the final 30 seconds to set up one-and-ones. And then the last foul, Long had actually missed the front end of a one-and-one. Dinas missed the front end of a one-and-one for Centura, and then Long got another chance and nailed the two free throws, and Centura never really got a shot off. In the last 6 seconds, Kaylin Bassnett, 17 points. Amy Johnson with 10. Sydney Kuchera, 7 points, 7 rebounds for Ravenna. Casey Krolikowski led Centura with 11. Mariah Neville had 8. So Centura girls play tomorrow at 2 against Donovan Trumbull. And the Ravenna girls play Kearney Catholic at 6. All four games tomorrow here on Classic Hits. The Creighton men's basketball team, as we said, is home tonight as they take on DePaul. It's early in the game. The Blue Jays lead at 18-13 at the 12-minute mark. 32-20, Donovan Trumbull leading Adams Central. We'll be back with the first half stats after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come. Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Our first boys semifinal here tonight was a crazy one. Ravenna and Gibbon, two great teams that can score a lot of points. They just didn't do it tonight. In fact, it was as much of a tale of two halves as you will ever see. For Gibbon, Dakota Kenton scored 8 points in the first half, and the rest of the team had two. They scored 10 points. They were down 22-10 to Ravenna at halftime. But then they held Ravenna to 11 points in the second half, put up 28 of their own, and Gibbon upset Ravenna, the top seed, by a score of 38-33. Riley Reinertsen didn't score until there were 4.5 minutes left in the game. He ended up getting 7 of 7 free throws in the fourth quarter. He was 8 of 9 from the line, 13 points in the second half, had 7 rebounds. Dakota Kenton had 10, 8 for Gareth Stroh, 7 for Jared Dorzinski, as they were the only four players to score. For Ravenna, Blake Cremosta had 11. Brady Standage, 8 points, 13 rebounds in the ball game. So Ravenna has the consolation game tomorrow at 4, and Gibbon will be in the championship at 8 o'clock. 32-20 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. We'll be back with the stats after this.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Here's a quick rundown of our first half stats. First off, for Adams Central, Garrett Sittner, 5 points and a rebound. David Boland, the freshman, he's got a couple of threes, 10 points, 2 rebounds. Kyle Wormstadt, 2 points and a rebound. Cale Pleak, a rebound. Tevin Anderson, a rebound and a block shot. Sam Lindblad has hit a three-pointer. Evan Lindblad, 2 rebounds and a block. 20 points, 8 rebounds. 6 of 6 at the free throw line. 4 of 11 from three-point land. 2 blocks, 3 turnovers. No one with more than 1 foul. For Donovan Trumbull, 6 points for Jordan Slough, 3 rebounds. Creighton Burgess, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Lorenzo Williams, 10 points to lead the way, 1 rebound. Mitch Sawyers has a rebound. Grady Cook, 8 points. And Riley Wiltfong has hit a 3. He's got 2 rebounds. 32 points, 10 rebounds. 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 4 of 9 from three-point land. 2 turnovers. Foul situation, Noah Keller and Wiltfong each have 2. At the half, Donovan Trumbull, 32, Adams Central, 20. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we start the second half of play. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball, leading it 32-20 over Adams Central. Slough dribbles to the baseline, goes all the way through the low block, kicks it out to Williams. His three-pointer is no good. The ball is tipped out to Anderson, and Tevin will hustle the ball into the front court, give it off to Boland, skip pass over to Sittner. Sittner looked at the three, but he was covered. Back into the corner to Anderson. Tevin will try the three. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Grady Cook. That's actually his first of the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull slowly pulling away in this one. Their current 12-point advantage is their biggest lead of the game. Burr top of the circle. Looks like Adams Central trying a little bit more of a man-to-man approach here. That's out of their 1-3-1 zone. Slough tries to drive. Scoop shot is up. It's no good. Lindblad Evan with the rebound for Adams Central. Into the front court with it is Sittner, trying to start cutting into this 12-point deficit here early in quarter number three. Sittner holds it at the top of the key and hands it off to Anderson. Off a couple of screens, nothing. They'll go to Lindblad. He'll take a hop up and good. For Evan Lindblad, his first bucket of the ball game and the first points of the second half belong to Adams Central. 32-22, Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong trapped and a timeout going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull to avoid turning it over. 6:34 to go in the third quarter of play. It's 32-22, Donovan Trumbull. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball Tournament.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. Adams Central beat Ord last night. Ord was the higher seed here on their home court, fell 55-50, but you got Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central that are, 13, 12 miles apart, but both driving as far as they have to play here tonight in Ord in the second semifinal. Gibbon beat Ravenna earlier tonight, 38-33. Lob into Creighton Burr. He makes another one-foot pass, and before there can be a shot, a foul going to be called on Adams Central, which negated a layup by Cook. Garrett Sittner with his first personal foul. At halftime, it's Overton 23. Wilcox held with 15 in the Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals. Cook in the paint, kicks it out. Williams didn't want it. Out to Wiltfong, dumps it down to Creighton Burr, trying to post him up on Lindblad. He's double-teamed, still gets the shot away. No good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Jordan Slough. And as Slough starts to drive, he gets tripped up and a foul called on Adams Central. And it's going to be called on Sittner again. Two quick ones on Garrett. And he's the first Patriot with two fouls. Checking into the ball game will be Kyler Wormstadt. And checking out will be Sam Lindblad. So Adams Central trying to play defense. They lob it into Burr. He's double-teamed to the paint. Kicks it out to Williams. Into the corner, Slough. Thinking about the jumper, takes the 16-footer off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Sittner. Garrett pushes the ball up the right side, comes all the way to the wing, and before he takes the shot, he kicks it out. Now Anderson, left corner, three, good. Tevin Anderson with his first bucket of the basketball game. 32-25, and Donovan Trumbull with the lead has not scored yet here in the third quarter. The first two buckets belong to the Patriots, who were down 12 at the half. Slough, top of the circle, off the ball screen, dribbles into a double team and gives it into the corner to Wilt Fong. Back out Slough, right back where it came from. Just playing catch over here with Wilt Fong. Finally reverses it over to Williams. Burr off the ball screen. Slough a little seam. Back out to Williams. He'll attack left baseline. Pull up jumper from nine. No good. Rebound grab by Wormstadt. Chance here for Adams Central to cut it to five or even four. Wormstadt goes all the way in. Left-hand shot. No good. And over the back is Evan Lindblad. That was an easy call. His second foul. Wormstadt drove hard. Just couldn't finish. 32-25, Donovan Trumbull. We're back here for four more games tomorrow on Classic Hits at Ord High School. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Slout again off the screen, right side of the lane, lays it up and in. First points of the second half for Donovan Trumbull, 8 points for Slough. Anderson, anything in the paint just gets kicked out. There is not much underneath for Adams Central, and that's been kind of their M.O. this year. Work the ball around the perimeter here, looking for some help. It will be Bolin giving it to Sittner. Anderson comes out and takes it. Bolin leads the team at 14 points per game this year. Then you got three guys right around eight. Bolin forces that one. It doesn't hit anything, and it'll be grabbed by Riley Wiltfong, his third rebound. Wiltfong will keep it and bring it up the floor himself. Back to Burr. Burr's been sensationally, exceptionally quiet here tonight. Just one bucket. And Burr, the leading scorer here for Donovan Trumbull. He pours in nearly 18 points a game. He's got two tonight. And Donovan Trumbull will spread the floor here against the zone. It's been from man-to-man back to zone. Slough into the paint. They get it to Cook. Triple teamed into the corner. Wilt Fong, Riley for three, and it is good. Third three of the ball game for Riley Wiltfong, and it's 37-25 at the other end. Anderson coast-to-coast pulls up, draws the foul. He's going to go to the line and shoot two. Anderson with one of the two buckets here in the half for Adams Central. Creighton Burr picks up his second personal foul. Wiltfong with three threes. The team have five. They're 5 of 11. And Anderson, a free throw up and in for the Patriots. 37-26. Donovan Trumbull by 11. So Adams Central got the first 5 points. The next five went to the Cardinal. Now trying to make it a 10-point game. Anderson does. And it's 37-27. Here comes Buzz Niederklein in for the Patriots. And Donovan Trumbull looks like they're going to face a little pressure at half court. They let Lorenzo Williams sneak by. He catches. He passes to the trailer, and it's up and in for Grady Cook. 10 points for Grady Cook. Adams Central was trying to figure out where they wanted to attack on the press, and while they were figuring it out, Donovan Trumbull scored on him. Bolin swings it to Niederklein. Right wing Anderson. He's on the weak side. Crossover on Burr. Gets some help there from Cook, so kicks it back out top to Bolin. Bolin off the ball screen, and an illegal screen going to be called here on Adams Central. Wormstadt sent Williams down. That'll be his first and the team's fourth. 39-27, Donovan Trumbull. They have led almost the whole game. It was 2-0 Adams Central on a pair of free throws. That was their only lead. Tobin comes in now for the Cardinals, as does Keller. Staying out there will be Wiltfong, Slough, and Cook. And Donovan Trumbull has the ball, a chance to extend their largest lead of the game. Currently up by 12. 39-27, 2:45 to go here. Slough gets into the paint and then walked with the basketball. Jordan had way too many open decisions there. Shoot it or pass it to two different teammates. And he did a little hokey-pokey while he was in the lane. Just the third turnover, according to my book, for Donovan Trumbull tonight. I've only got Adams Central with three, so it's just the shooting woes for the Patriots tonight. They're not turning the ball over. They just can't make enough shots. And with it is Wormstadt. Kyler tries to make a pass out top and a reach-in foul called on Riley Wiltfong. His third, second team foul. Again, Recapping what happened earlier tonight, the Gibbon boys rallied from a 22-10 halftime deficit to beat Ravenna 38-33. In the girls, Ravenna got two free throws from Sienna Long with 6 seconds to go to beat Centura 41-39. And the Kearney Catholic girls stayed unbeaten, downing Donovan Trumbull for the second time this year. Final tonight, 51-26. Crossover Wormstadt takes it at Tobin, left-handed scoop up and in. Nice play. Kyler Wormstadt with his first bucket of the ball game. 39-29, Donovan Trumbull. 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Cook really trying to post up with Lindblad. They lob it in there. The ball's deflected away, out of bounds off the Patriots. And here comes Creighton Burr back in after a short breather. And Niederklein going to come right back in for Adams Central. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Overton led Wilcox Hildreth 23-15 at the half. And Elm Creek gets a tip in at the buzzer to beat Amherst 58-56 tonight. Those games are on ESPN 1460 all weekend. Williams guarded by Niederklein out near the center circle. Now decides to take him off the dribble, leave it off for Burr in the lane. Creighton, little layup, no good. Little contact in there, but they let it go. Rebound brought down by Sam Lindblad. Chance to get it to single digits again here for the Patriots. 1:40 to go here, third quarter. 39-29, Donovan Trumbull, Wormstadt working on Slough. 5 second count on, better do something with it. And he does, turnaround jumper, no good. He got Slough to bite, but he missed the shot. And Burr gets the rebound. Slough will walk the ball into the front court here for Donovan Trumbull. Content with that 10-point lead, not forcing it. Tobin on the right wing, and he's going to be fouled. Just slapping him, trying to poke the ball away with Sam Lindblad, his first and the fifth team foul here on Adams Central, who's going to bring in multiple substitutions. Garrett Sittner, David Boland back in. Here comes Alex Keller in. With a minute 16 to go in the third quarter, his first appearance. For Donovan Trumbull, Sawyers, Mitch is going to come in. Cardinal ball, 39-29. Really neither one of these boys' semifinals living up to the, I guess, overall offensive excitement that we could have had tonight. We did expect this one to be a little more defensive, and Slough lost the handle. Trying to bring it into the paint. It's picked up there by Lindblad. Just the fourth Donovan Trumbull turnover. Anderson drives baseline, runs out of real estate, throws through into the far corner. Here's a three-pointer, David Boland. It is short. Rebound comes right back to that corner to Creighton Burr. 45 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Adams Central, let's see if they play for the last shot. Slough's walking the ball up the floor. They'll give it off in 35 seconds to go. It does look like they're going to hold for the last shot here, and why not? Up 10 over a good basketball team, trying to make it into the finals. And remember, one of the two Donovan Trumbull Cardinals losses this year was a game we saw at Gibbon, and they would love to get another crack at the Buffaloes in tomorrow night's championship. But they've got 8 more minutes to go. We've whittled it down to 10 seconds now. Slough just holding the ball. 8 seconds over to Sawyers. Back to Slough off the ball screen. Left elbow jumper from 15. No good. The ball goes off Tobin's foot and out of bounds. So 1.5 seconds here. The Patriots will quickly escort a couple of players in Evan Lindblad and Pleak. So we'll see if they can get some kind of a miracle half-court shot away. Looks like they're going to let Sittner maybe have one. Oh, no baseball pass down to Lindblad, and Lindblad kicks it to Anderson, who does not get the shot off in time. 2.5, it would have been a great play. 1.5, not enough time. And we're at the end of the third quarter of play here in the boys' semifinals of the Blue Platte Conference Tournament. It's Donovan Trumbull 39, Adams Central 29 on Classic Hits.
If you've been thinking about starting out fresh this year with a new GMC vehicle, then see what they have to offer right now at Killian Motors. They have a nice lineup of Yukons, Acadias, and GMC pickups featuring new, larger rebates on half and three-quarter ton extended or crew cabs. And if you need body work done, trust Mike Gibbons and his staff with their decades of experience. Eighth and Central, Kearney.
Bruin to Bowling is out for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in. Well, Adams Central did outscore Donovan Trumbull that quarter, but it was only 9-7, so they still trail by 10. They are 8-for-8 at the free throw line in the basketball game this evening. And Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the fourth quarter here, and immediately tied up. Lorenzo Williams went in and tied up the freshman Bolin, and that is just the fourth turnover of the game for Adams Central. Each team I only have with four turnovers in the game. 10 points for David Bolin leads Adams Central. 10 points for Grady Cook, and Lorenzo Williams leads the way for Donovan Trumbull. Hasn't been a missed free throw in this game, which is incredible for at least having 10 of them shot. That just doesn't happen in this day and age. We'll see if it stays that way. Here's a good crossover dribble. Wilt Fong brings it down low, and the shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Sam Lindblad. And then I think we're going to have a foul on an offensive foul called here on Riley Wilt Fong. After he had his shot blocked, he ran over the second defender, and that'll be the fourth personal foul on Wilt Fong, third team foul. And we've got both teams trying to sub in here in the first 16 seconds of the quarter. Looks like Zach Foster, whenever the big boys switch out for Donovan Trumbull, he does the same with his crew. So back in is Wormstadt. 39-29, Adams Central down 10. They need to get a good start here to the fourth quarter. Get back in this game, get it cut down to 3 or 4 points. Anderson up top. They are currently 5 of 14 from three-point land. Anderson drives a high-arching 8-footer is no good. Came up short as he had to throw it over the outstretched defensive hand of Creighton Burr. Rebound to Grady Cook. And into the front court, Noah Keller starts the fourth quarter. Or he came in, by the way, as they lob it down to Cook. Cook ball, fake, foul, shot, no. Keller came in when Wilt Fong got his fourth foul, and two free throws coming up here for Grady Cook. He's the only man that's been at the line tonight, made a couple back in the second quarter. He's got 10 points for Donovan Trumbull. The foul is the second on Tevin Anderson, and the free throw is short. So there you go, our first missed free throw for either team tonight. But Donovan Trumbull has kind of hit a funk like we saw Ravenna hit earlier tonight. Only 7 points so far in the second half. It's good enough for a lead. Second free throw on the way, and that one bounces off the rim, no good. Evan Lindblad with his fourth foul. Adams Central has had some opportunities to get back in this ball game, but like Donovan Trumbull, they haven't scored as much. Wormstadt finally decides to drive, and as he got by Noah Keller, they're going to say Keller gave him a little hand check. That'll be the third on Keller. Fourth foul on Donovan Trumbull this half. So four on Wilt Fong, three on Keller. Nobody with more than two for Adams Central. Bolin to throw it in is yet to score this half after getting 10 in the first half. He'll get it to Anderson, who gets it back to Sittner at the top of the key. Over to Wormstadt. Wormstadt between the circles. They clear it out for him, trying to take Keller. Now backs up for the three and hit the front of the iron. No good. Rebound Sittner. Sittner drives in, has his shot blocked by Burr. It's still in the hands of the Patriots. They get a little runner-up. It's no good. And the ball is finally saved underneath in a wild exchange by Grady Cook. And up the floor, a foul called on Adams Central. And that will put Donovan Trumbull into the 1-1. It'll be Jordan Slough, who has yet to go to the line, does have 8 points. The foul on Wormstadt is his second. 6:25 to go here in the game, and the Cardinals are in the 1-1. And the free throw is on the way, and Slough left it short, but the ball's tipped and ends up in Slough's hands, and another foul. It was Cook that kept it alive. Fouls on Tevin Anderson, his third. And Slough is back to the line to shoot the 1-1. For Jordan this year, he's just a 45% free throw shooter, but he hits that one. And it seemed like they wanted to foul him immediately. The first point of the fourth quarter for Donovan Trumbull, 40-29. Donovan Trumbull is just a 55% free throw shooting team. Second free throw good. So Slough hits them both, and the lead is at 12. We've been back and forth between about 7 and 12 the entire second half. 41-29, Donovan Trumbull. Adams central ball. Wormstadt tries to make the pass. It's deflected out of bounds. He had Tevin Anderson wide open over here for a three in the left-hand corner. They really like that left-hand corner, but the pass was deflected. Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth for the fourth quarter of our boys' semifinal. Here's a nice drive by Sittner. Steps through the double team. Scores, and a timeout will be called by Adams Central with 6:04 to go in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Joe Methy Shelter Insurance, Kearney, 4131 Donovan Trumbull.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ord High School, site of the 2014 Blue Platte Conference Basketball Tournament. Semifinal, last semifinal. Boys, Donovan Trumbull leads Adams Central, 41-31. Trumbull in the backcourt, and it looks like Donovan Trumbull will fall on the ball and have to call a timeout. Jordan Slough is being accosted out there by Evan Lindblad and Garrett Sittner, and so they only have full timeouts remaining. We'll take it. 6 minutes to go. 41-31 Cardinals.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ord. 41-31 Donovan Trumbull. 6 minutes to go. Full court pressure against Adams Central. Slough pushes the ball up the floor quickly into the front court against Lindblad. Adams Central has manned up at this possession. Slough working against Evan Lindblad, kind of back and farther away to create some space. And a five-second count. Slough was trying so hard to make a move on Lindblad that he kind of forgot about that five-second count, just the fifth turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Adams Central, though, they've got to take advantage. Donovan Trumbull's missed a lot of shots here this second half. And Sittner on the dribble penetration gets a hand check on him by Noah Keller. That's his fourth and the fifth team foul. Eight fouls have already been called this half on Adams Central. Patriots ball underneath their own hoop. But before that, we've got a sub. Wilt Fong in, Keller out. Both of them have four fouls. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coaches' interviews, and a wrap-up of the day. On the back cut, they try to get it into Wormstadt. Slough's there. He ends up on the ground, and the ball flies into the back wall here. If you've never been up to the Ord Gymnasium, it's a little similar to Gibbon, closed on one side and the glass on the other, stands on both wings. Tevin Anderson has the ball right now, hands it off for a three. Bolin fires and hits. David Bolin with his first bucket of the second half and the first points of the fourth quarter for Adams Central. It's 41-34. Bolin with 13. And a foul away from the basketball occurs here on Adams Central. It's going to be on Evan Lindblad. That's his third. And it will send Creighton Burr to the line. Averages just under 18 points a game. Tonight he's got two. Front end of the 1-1. On the way, and it is going to roll off the rim. No good for Creighton Burr. And Lindblad will pull down his fifth rebound. 41-34, Adams Central needs another bucket here to kind of put a little pressure on Donovan Trumbull. They just haven't been able to make any kind of a charge. They hang around this point differential but can't score. Now Boland forces the issue, the runner way short, and Lorenzo Williams, who played the good defense, ends up grabbing the rebound. So Donovan Trumbull brings it into the front court here. Lorenzo Williams works on Boland, takes him into the paint, then off the screen, got his man in the air, didn't draw the foul, but he threw up an off-balance jumper, no good. Cook got the rebound, and he'll kick it out top to Slough. They'll reset it. In the fourth quarter, Overton 44, Wilcox Hildreth 26 as Williams drives right side, put it up too strong, and Evan Lindblad pulls down another rebound. Up the floor, midcourt, Boland on the wing to Stinnett. Sittner, what am I saying? Sittner with the ball. Trying to draw a little space to Anderson. He does. 10-footer. Good. Tevin Anderson with all seven of his points in the second half. And now it's 41-36. This is as close as Adams Central has been since the end of the first quarter. And we've got a foul called on the Patriots trying to fight through a screen. It's going to be on Tyler Wormstadt. That's his third, but more importantly, that is the 10th team foul already on Adams Central with 4 minutes to go in the game. And that means Lorenzo Williams will make his first trip to the line. All 10 of his points came in the first half. First of two free throws for Williams. Takes a little extra time, fires it up, and it's good. Second free throw now for Williams. Still no field goals here in the fourth quarter for the Cardinals. On the way, and he got them both. So Williams hits two free throws, and Donovan Trumbull is currently 4 of 8 in the fourth quarter, 43-36. Adams Central gets it into the hands of Sittner. Sittner drives, tries to draw the foul. The shot rolls all the way around the rim and no good. Creighton Burr will grab the rebound. And into the front court. Here they come. Jordan Slough gets by one, by two, takes it in and scores. Slough just keeps on lulling you to sleep and then blows by you. 45-36. The lead right back to 9 with 4 straight by the Cardinal. Anderson works on Burr. Hard shot from 9. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Wiltfong. And just that quickly, Adams Central got in it, and now they're in trouble. Down 9 with 3:15 to go. Williams, a great game tonight. Starts to drive, kicks it to Slough, to Cook, staying outside the arc. Now it looks like they're starting to work some clock. 3:05 to go, 45-36, Donovan Trumbull. Trying to get that rematch with Gibbon, and it's tipped away from behind by Boland into the hands of Wormstadt. Wormstadt will dribble it up, pull up for a three, top of the key, no good. And Creighton Burr all by himself grabs his 7th rebound of the game. Adams Central currently 6 of 17 unofficially from three-point land. And a timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull to discuss strategy. 2:41 to go in the basketball game. It's 45-36. Donovan Trumbull leads Adams Central. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Donovan Trumbull trying to play some keep away here from Adams Central. 2.5 to go, up 45-36. Creighton Burr swings it over to Riley Wiltfong. Every foul is two free throws, so Adams Central kind of needs to find a way to get some turnovers. And Williams drives, takes the shot, missed the scoop shot. Bolin gets the rebound, so well done there by the Patriots. But they've got to score on almost every possession the rest of the way out. Sittner swings it over to Wormstadt. Wormstadt drives the baseline and ran out of real estate. Turnover for Adams Central. The problem is that's only their fifth. It seems like they've got a lot more the way that they have trailed in this game. Full court pressure on Burr. Over to Slough. He's into the front court. Continues to attack. He'll take the one-hand runner, draw the foul, and it rolls in. Jordan Slough, chance at a three-point play, and that should just about do it. 47-36. The Patriots had cut it to 41-36, and that's six in a row now for Donovan Trumbull with 1:57 to go. Second foul on Bolin. Slough, 2 of 3 at the line. Free throw good. Checking in will be Tobin. Eric Tobin and Creighton Burr will come out. Pretty quiet night for him, but as long as they win in advance, they'll need him tomorrow against Gibbon. 48-36, a minute 50 to go. Donovan Trumbull will get the win. Adams Central will have to face Ravenna tomorrow. And going for the steal, we've got a foul on Donovan Trumbull. Looks like it'll be on Grady Cook. That'll be his second. It is the sixth team foul, so no free throws as of yet. Adams Central hasn't played Ravenna yet, so that'll be the first meeting. Those teams play next Thursday in the regular season. Adams Central ball out to Tevin Anderson at the top of the circle. Drives on Tobin. Nice backdoor pass to Evan Lindblad. He'll lay it up and in on a timeout after the made bucket. That is just the second bucket for Lindblad. It is a 30-second timeout for Adams Central with 1:41 to go in the game. 48-38. Can the Patriots get close? We'll find out after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, full court pressure, Adams Central. Donovan Trumbull, trouble getting it in, and they did not. 5-second call. Evan Lindblad in the face of Jordan Slough, and he couldn't find anybody to get it to. Seventh turnover, Donovan Trumbull. These are the things Adams Central needs to have a chance here in the last minute, 41, but again, they've got to keep scoring. To throw it in will be Bolin. Goes all the way out top to Lindblad. Evan starts to back his way in, working on Cook, takes him all the way to the hoop, up and in, and a foul to go along with it, a chance for a three-point play. And you got to wonder why they don't do that more often. They've got the big bodies, and they just don't take it to the rack near as much. Third foul on Grady Cook. And Lindblad's free throw is good. And that makes it a 48-41 game. Five straight for Adams Central. Still a minute, 35 to go. Now Creighton Burr will throw it in. And trying to get it to Slough, he's got it. And holding on to him was Garrett Sittner. He was trying to keep him from getting the ball and is called for the foul. That'll be the third on Sittner. And it'll be a two-shot foul at the other end. Again, Adams Central trying to bank on some poor free throw shooting. But Jordan Slough, who is just a 45% free throw shooter on the season. He was 10 of 22 coming in. But he's hit 3 of 4. 7 points in the quarter, 15 in the game for Slough, and the first of two is good. 49-41. Donovan Trumbull, Buzz Niederklein checks back out. He was in there for just a moment. Second free throw now, Donovan Trumbull trying to get to the conference championship for the first time. It's up and in, at least for the first time since being in the Lou Platte Conference. Minute and a half to go, 50-41, Donovan Trumbull, Adams Central ball. Sittner works it to the right side of the key against the man-to-man. Out top, going for the steal, Slough, and Slough got it to the other end. The lamp, he missed it because he was off balance. The rebound brought down by Wormstadt. That was still a nice play by Slough. Wormstadt takes it in, and he's fouled. The shot won't go. Grady Cook with his fourth foul. Two free throws coming up here for Kyler Wormstadt. 1:15 remains. Misco Sports postgame show coming up here on Classic Hits. And the first free throw, Wormstadt, is good. That makes it 50-42. Second free throw. Takes a little more time, and it is up and in. And checking in, Buzz Niederklein, so they can get their press set. And Adams Central is a perfect 11 of 11 at the line tonight. Burr to try and get it in. Baseball pass to the back court or their front court. And a quick foul. They got it to Grady Cook, and Tevin Anderson caught him and committed the foul. So Grady Cook, who just missed two earlier this quarter, is 2 for 4, 10 points on the season. Cook, 61% free throw shooter. For Donovan Trumbull. A final in the Fort Kearney Conference, Overton 50, Wilcox Hildreth 37. So it was a great game last Friday, and Overton and Elm Creek will play for the FKC Championship tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center on ESPN 1460. Cook's free throw setting on the rim, and it does decide to go in. 51-43. Second free throw, and Donovan Trumbull is hitting him here in the fourth quarter during crunch time. 52-43, 9-point game, minute 15 to go. Anderson off the pick, right elbow, takes the 14-footer. He got it. Timeout, Adams Central. Off the Anderson make. Adams Central, though, has just one timeout remaining. 1:05 to go in the game. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance with Joe Methy. Shelter Insurance, Kearney, 1:05 to go. It is Donovan Trumbull, 52, Adams Central, 45.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Still a minute, five to go here, 52-45, Donovan Trumbull. They're trying to get it in against full court pressure out of the timeout, and they do to Slough. Slough in the backcourt, there's another foul. 2 seconds ran off the clock. So it looks like we're going to play this game for quite a while. David Bolin with his third foul. Slough has hit 5 in a row from the free throw line. 9 in the quarter, 17 in the game. And Jordan Slough, the 5'9 senior, puts it up and in. Man, they're all going right now. Hard to believe he's a 45% free throw shooter. 53-45. And he's been averaging just 6 points a game, but he's picked up the slack tonight. Creighton Burr, just 2 points. And Jordan Slough now has 19 as he hits them both. 54-45, a minute to go. Adams Central kicks it out to Tevin Anderson off the screen. Covered well this time They need to get a shot away and hit it. Kyler Wormstadt, there's a long three. It is up, it is in, and a final timeout for Adams Central. And Wormstadt says finally one of them goes in. He's got 9 points in the game, but that is their final timeout with 49 seconds to go in the ball game. And your score, Donovan Trumbull, 54, Adams Central, 48. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Back to action here in Ord. Full court pressure. This time off the screen. Slough does get open. Then he dribbled it off his leg. Out of bounds. They forced him to the far sideline. And the Cardinals, who had 4 turnovers in the first 3 quarters, have 4 in the fourth. And this ain't over. A 3-pointer here makes it a heck of a ball game. 54-48, 47 seconds to go. But they need to score. The Patriots, David Bolin, gives it over to Wormstadt, to Lindblad off a couple of picks. Oh, he's wide open, shoots the three, but didn't get it. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Slough. They got Donovan Trumbull to bite for the old fake handoff. Both defenders went with the fake handoff, and Lindblad spun. And I'm sure he went, how am I this wide open? In fact, he wishes he would have kept his dribble because there was nobody between him and the bucket. But the three is no good. And now Slough will go back to the free throw line with a 6-point lead instead of just a 3. They keep getting it to him, and he keeps making the free throws. And he does again, and they're right through there. All net, swish, 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 swish. Second free throw for Slough. Well, that one he missed. And then he tries to follow it, and he got the rebound. Jordan Slough snuck in there, got the rebound. 55-48. Adams Central, they'll come out and foul with 24 seconds to go, but that's going to do it. Wormstadt has just fouled out of the ball game. I believe that is his 5th. And for Kyler, and he has finished the ball game tonight 4 of 4 from the line. Ends up with 9 points, 3 rebounds, and he'll leave us with 24 seconds to go. And Sam Lindblad will come back in. Adams Central playing the old foul every time game here. Had a chance, cut it to 6 with the ball. And the free throw for Riley Wilfong is short. He gets 2. Half of them played it as a 1-1. Wilfong with 9 points in the basketball game. Don't forget, coming up next, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats interview. Stay with us. Free throw up and good. Wilfong gets 1 of 2, and now he's in double figures with 10. 56-48. Up the floor quickly is Garrett Sittner. Sittner off the pick. Sees that they won't give him the 3, so he drives. Gives it to Lindblad, who dunks it. Evan Lindblad goes up and jams it home, but they don't have a timeout, and so they can't stop the clock. Into Williams, a foul with 10 seconds to go. 56-50. Again, first time I've seen Adams Central. I've got to hear Mike Will call a few of their second halves on drive backs today, and you just wonder what it's going to take to get more productivity inside. It seems like they've been doing better as the year progresses, but, man, you see that some of the plays they make, and not just because he dunked it, but just some plays that weren't there in the first half as Williams strokes the free throw through. Looks like the 21st free throw of the quarter coming up here for Donovan Trumbull. Second free throw, it's good. They're going to get their crack and a rematch with Gibbon tomorrow night. Tevin Anderson on the inbounds. One last shot here for the Patriots. Let's see who gets it. It's going to be Sam Lindblad driving, putting in the layup, and that is the basketball game. The final score, Donovan Trumbull, 58, and Adams Central, 52. The Cardinals advance to their first ever Lou Platt Conference Championship, and how's this one for you? Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull, they're both in the boys' championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. How long has it been since Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Adams Central, none of them playing for the title? They have been the three big boys on the block, but not anymore. All the balance in this league, it'll be the 2 seed against the 4 seed tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll give you all the stats, get a chance to chat with the coach after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show, live from the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here in Ord.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
And welcome back to Ord High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors from the entire Lou Platt Conference listening area. We're back tomorrow for 4 basketball games. We now know that the consolation games, which start at 2 for the girls, it'll be Donovan Trumbull taking on the Centura Lady Centurions, followed by the boys' consolation, Ravenna against Adams Central. The girls' championship at 6, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. The boys' championship at 8, Donovan Trumbull. We'll be taking on Gibbons, so the Donovan Trumbull fans will get to spend some quality time here in Ord. We'll have to give them some of the hometown suggestions. They got the girls at 2 and the boys at 8 tomorrow. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. You'll want to go to Misco's tomorrow to spend a little of your time. Misco's worldwide headquarters located on the square in downtown Ord. They've been serving area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so. You'll be better equipped with the game for the games you play with a great selection from Misco Sports. 58-52, Adams Central falls here to Donovan Trumbull. Earlier tonight, Gibbon a 38-33 winner over Ravenna. And we will talk with Coach Steve Hartman. We'll give you the final stats, and it's all coming up next.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Vern DeBolin is up for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a look at the final numbers now for Adams Central. They had 6 different players score tonight. 7 points for Garrett Sittner and 3 rebounds. David Bolin led the way with 13 points, 3 rebounds. 3 different players had 9 points. One of those was Kyle Wormstadt, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Cale Pleak had a rebound. Tevin Anderson, 9 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Sam Lindblad, 5 points, a rebound, and a block. And Evan Lindblad, 9 points. 7 of those were in the fourth quarter. He had 6 rebounds and a block shot. 8 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting was perfect tonight for the Patriots. 6 of 6 in the first half and 5 of 5 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 4 of 11 in the first half. I had the Patriots 3 out of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Taking care of the ball was not the issue. Getting it through the cylinder was. 23 of their 52 points came in the fourth quarter. 20 at the half, 32 in the second half. The Patriots finished with 52 points, 19 rebounds. 11 of 11 at the free throw line, 7 of 19 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 6 turnovers. The Patriots fall to 12 and 8 on the season, and they will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock against Ravenna. They've got them now twice. Adams Central will host 3 games to wrap up the season. They're all at home, St. Cecilia Tuesday, Ravenna Thursday, and then Kearney Catholic on Friday the 21st. So plenty of games on our network of stations, 1230 KHAS, The Breeze, and, of course, tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9. So all those games coming up for Adams Central. We'll look at Donovan Trumbull's numbers right after this.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Final numbers for Donovan Trumbull. They had no points off their bench tonight. All 5 starters accounted for the 58, led by Jordan Slough. 20 points, 12 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 7 rebounds. Creighton Burr held to just 2 points tonight, 7 rebounds and a blocked shot. Lorenzo Williams had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 1 rebound for Mitch Sawyers. Grady Cook had 12 points, 4 rebounds, and Riley Wiltfong had 10 points and 4 rebounds in the basketball game. 10 rebounds in the first half, total of 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, well, in the first 3 quarters, Donovan Trumbull was 2 of 2. In the fourth quarter, they were 15 out of 21 because that was the game Adams Central tried to play to get back into it, and it almost worked. 3-point shooting, even though they were 15 of 21. 4 of 9 from 3-point land in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Donovan Trumbull had 32 points in the first half, 26 in the second half. The Cardinals finished with 58 points, 25 rebounds, 17 out of 23 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block and 8 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull now 16 and 2 with a 58-52 win over Adams Central, advancing to their first Lou Platte Conference Boys Championship game. And to join us and talk about it as they get ready to play Gibbon tomorrow night is Coach Steve Hartman. Coach, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Doug. It feels really good. This group of kids has persevered, and we've battled through a little adversity this year, and we're finally getting close to healthy, although Creighton's not feeling great, but he hung in there tonight. And, I just told the papers I'd go to war with these guys and see what happens tomorrow. And we're going to play an awful good team and an awful good offensive team. We're going to have to step up and play some defense and just execute. But we're so happy to get the opportunity to play for a title.
Well, talk about changing maybe what you did with Creighton having an off night tonight.
Well, the guards were able to penetrate. Creighton just, he didn't have an off night as much as they, teams are doing a lot to take him away. And we're starting to at least, figure out the creases, the openings that are created by the attention that's given to Creighton. And he's been a masterful team player. He had some great assists tonight and passed the basketball. I don't know what he scored, but he made a lot of basketball plays for us to win.
What was the biggest difference between tonight and a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when you played?
Tonight we were better offensively. you know, throughout the game. Whatever defense they threw at us, I thought our kids, you know, we stayed the course and got good ball movement, got some penetration, hit some shots. And then defensively, we were, you know, last time Jordan was not healthy at all, so we were able to pressure on the perimeter a little bit more. And, you know, it took really good play by us because Adam Central really executed and hit a lot of shots. And we told the kids that we were probably going to trade 3 for 2, you know, a lot tonight. Mm-hmm. We just had to get more twos, and they got threes, and ended up being that way.
Yeah, you got some threes early to kind of get some confidence. And Jordan, again, the games that I've seen, and again, that was a little bit earlier. I think Gibbon was the last time I saw you. And just talk about, he just looks like a different player when he has that confidence out there, because most of the year he was just trying to be a point guard and get the ball through him.
Yeah.
Just being that fifth guy on the floor, that was not the case tonight.
No, and he started going to the basket more, and he's feeling better. He's been – the football season was hard on him. I mean, obviously he ran for 2,500 yards or whatever. And
well, yeah, Breckner kept giving him the ball.
Yeah, as well he should have. And so it's taken – and he's just fought through that back lower back thing. And as most people out there know, when your lower back is hurt, it's hard to do anything. And he was getting through a lot of it. And we just set him down. We got through that stretch of 9 games and played Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. And then we set him on Thursday and Friday. And then didn't bring him back until the Ord game. And so he had, you know, about 8-9 days off. And he finally is starting to feel better. And yeah, he's an explosive, dynamic athlete. And just a true competitor. The play he made, you know, at the end of the game when he got his own free throw rebound was big. And, you know, a lot of kids aren't going to go – they're going to be disappointed about missing that free throw, and he goes and gets it.
Steve Hartman, head coach of Donovan Trumbull, just 2 losses this year. One of them was to Gibbon. Could you sense any more energy coming onto the floor tonight after Gibbon upset Ravenna with your kids knowing, you know what, not only can we play in a championship – but we can get another crack at the Buffaloes?
Well, you know, it's been a pretty good rivalry the last 2 years. So we've got all the respect in the world for them. And, you know, Riley Reinerson is a load. But their other kids stepped up the last time we played them. We held him to 12, and he got a late basket. But at that point, he had 12 points, and we had held him down. But their other kids had just stepped up and made shots. And, so, you know, we are looking forward to it. We know it's going to be tough. They're going to sit in that zone, and Paul has done a great job of preparing them and taking away what we try to do best. And so we've just got to, you know, counterpunch and find a way to get to the rim, hit some threes when they're there, and see what happens. But like I said, I'm really happy to go to war with these guys tomorrow and have a chance at it.
Finally, Steve, I joked a little bit with Coach Baronic last night. I'm amazed. I mean, Adams Central, they played 8 or 9 guys tonight, but yourself, Gibbon, Ravenna, you're not deep, and you're trying to win a championship with 3 games in 3 nights, plus you and Adams Central have the longest trip out of the whole crew. Did you get a motel tonight?
How do you
prepare for that tomorrow?
Well, it's a tough deal, you know, and it's a state tournament situation, and we just, you know, we've got great athletes, and if they're healthy, we're fine, and we can go 7 or 8. You know, we had Mitch and Noah and Eric can give us depth in the post, and we've got some nice athletes on the bench. They just are unfortunate to sit behind. They're fortunate to have these guys on the team, but there's some guys that could play. But, you know, these guys are just so athletic. They can step out and play, and we'll see tomorrow. I'm sure they're going to be a little weary, but they'll be a little extra pop in their step just from playing for a title, I believe.
You bet. It'll be a great one. Somebody's going to win their first one in a number of years. And, Steve, we'll see you tomorrow night. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Doug.
Take care. Steve Hartman, head coach, Donovan Trumbull. They win it tonight 58-52. Let's put the final touches on tonight's basketball tournament action in the Fort Kearney Conference. It was Overton beating Wilcox Hildreth 50-37, and Elm Creek gets a tip-in at the buzzer for a 58-56 victory, downing Amherst. So tomorrow at the Viero Events Center, the 2 o'clock girls' consolation will have Pleasanton play Amherst. The 4 o'clock boys' consolation will have Wilcox Hildreth play Amherst. The championship games, girls at 6, Overton Elm Creek,
And Overton Elm Creek will play in the boys' championship. And they just played Friday. We had it here on Classic Hits. Both games were outstanding. The rematches are set for tomorrow. Our schedule here tomorrow, the consolation games, the girls at 2, it'll be Centura and Donovan Trumbull. The boys at 4, it'll be Adams Central and Ravenna. Then the championship game, girls at 6, undefeated Kearney Catholic will be in action as they take on Ravenna for the second time this year. And the boys' championship, Gibbon will be taking on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Again, the Kearney Catholic girls beat Donovan Trumbull today 51-26. Ravenna hit a pair of free throws from Sienna Long with 6 seconds to go to win it 41-39. Kaylin Bassnett, 17 points to lead the way. Gibbon scored just 10 points in the first half of their boys' game. They trailed 22-10, but then outscored Ravenna 28-11 in the second half to win a low-scoring affair, 38-33. I can't remember the Ravenna boys ever scoring that few points in a basketball game, but it happened tonight. 13 points all in the second half for Riley Reinertsen, 10 for Dakota Kenton. And here, 20 points for Jordan Slough, 14 for Lorenzo Williams, 12 for Grady Cook, 10 for Riley Wilfong. As Donovan Trumbull beats Adams Central 58-52, they were led by David Bolins, 13 points. Kearney High girls were a winner tonight. We've got just a couple of the other scores that are not from conference tournaments tonight. Kearney High was a winner in their game over Lincoln North Star, 64-25. Minden beat Cozad, 74-32. Bertrand over Medicine Valley, 63-34. Cambridge beat Perkins County, 68-43. Giltner girls were a winner over Dorchester by a score of 60-32. And in the rematch, one of the biggest girls' games in the state tonight, Grand Island Northwest got by Holdridge, avenging their loss in the conference tournament, 44-40. Northwest, the defending state champions, pick up the win in that ball game tonight. As far as boys' contests go, not a ton of scores that are in as they're just wrapping things up that we hadn't already told you about. And for the Creighton men tonight, they are currently in action at home against DePaul. They were up 8 at the half, and with 14 minutes to go, it's Creighton 48, DePaul 38. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, located right here in downtown Orb. Stop by while you're in town to check out the great selection, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports Incorporated. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us for the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock for a quadruple header on Classic Hits. Again, our final score, Donovan Trumbull 58, Adams Central 52. This is Doug Duda saying stay warm and good night.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.